is we go out to eat together, she and I. And the wine they'll serve before dinner or something like that. So she'll drink mine. And what? She says, oh, goodness, a lot. You're missing half the Well, honey, I'm glad you were. I miss it for you.
Give her a double friend.
Yeah, give her a double friend.
Okay, what do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
A toy.
Now this next section, I'm sure you'll just breeze right through. It's a section about verbs and how they change. Like, today I see you, but yesterday I saw you. Yes. Just like that.
Honey, I used to good, but you know, I married into a family. They had more formal education than I had, but they just, the English language, they slew it. It was just ripped and torn when they did. And I just came to the point that I would stop and say, how is this? Now, did I say that correctly or did I not? You just don't realize how association does.
If you're with them like all the time, I'm sure that it would be hard to remember.
It is. It just gets you in and out. And my children, they have one of the most horrible expressions to me. I was lying down.
So many people do that. Not just people in college and teachers even.
I know it. I was laying. Well, that to me has been one of the most privileged words I ever.
It's one of my pet peeves too.
Oh, I didn't know anyone else had such a peeve as I have. And my own children. And it's just, it's horrifying to me.
Maybe someday that'll be considered correct.
Well, I hope it does, but I don't care as long as I live, but it's correct or not. Let me have one thing that I can say. I do not. I have not accepted.
Fine, it's yours.
But. So if I got mixed up, you just will not know. Just say, well, she told me so.
Okay.
All right.
If you were talking about buying groceries, using the word buy, you might ask me, have the groceries already been
delivered?
Or are you using the word buy? Have they
bought.
Already been? Okay. And I could say, oh, yes, I
bought the list.
Okay. And if we're talking about eating apples, you could say, have the apples already been
eight.
Okay. And I could say, oh yes, I
ate one for lunch.
Okay. And if you're talking about drinking coffee, you could say, have you already
drank coffee?
Okay. And I could say, oh yes, I
drank two cups.
Okay.
I had two cups.
And if we're talking about climbing trees, you could say, has that tree over there ever been
climbed?
Okay. And I could say, oh yes, a boy.
He climbed to the top.
Okay. And if we're talking about doing some work, I could say, has that work already been?
Is it been done?
Okay. And you could say, oh yes,
they did that yesterday.
Okay.
They will do it tomorrow.
Great. And if we're talking about dragging a stump out of the field, you could say, has that stump been already
dragged.
Okay. Excuse me.
I don't say driven.
Uh-huh.
You've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard it.
For drag.
Yeah.
But that's two different.
Right. And if I were answering you, I could say, oh yes, we already